Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, Canada, UBC. Enunciated COSA, which must be online. Hearing Window Shades from US Girls, from last year's album Half Free. US Girls just recently performed Polaris Awards. Polaris? It's good. It's a good scene. Gotta go into this. Then I gotta play some music. Is that what we do on the show? It's a matter of debate, maybe. Let's think about it. Tide you over. Step up. Feel free. Stop. Chat.
This winter, Vancouver will enjoy the customary drizzle, fog, and perhaps a modicum of the white stuff. On the other hand, for $195, you can enjoy sunshine of Mexico. Mexico.
Wherever you are, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on the unceded territory of the Coast Salish, Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Hey, that's me. It's me. It's my voice on the radio. And I am John. And this is Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live. Vancouver, Canada, unceded Coast Salish, Musqueam land. Today's show, it's going to be quite rigorously. Hold on, I'm just going to do a little thing, and I'm going to share this with you because, you know, it's just, such a sensitive, sort of unique oral treat. It's me adjusting the microphone. You can hear the sound of the creaks and the me straining the plastics a bit. And, you know, when you like, you know, because like when you slam your hand on the table, as one is apt to do in the moment of passion, the moment of radio passion, you know, this thing reverberates and it shakes, and you really make your presence known in the world. You say, yes, I am here DJing in the physical realm of the radio. And yeah, we have a lot of music to play today. I've got something to say about it. And I'm not sure the degree, the propriety to which, you know, because often going back, listening to past shows, not because I think that they're fantastic, but because, you know, so long as I'm privileged to have like an hour, how so much ever time on CITR, it's worth it to re-examine, to make sure that steps are being made to take things to the next level, to take things to a more refined state. And I'm often not sure how much, when I get tangential or analytical, how much service I'm doing to the actual music itself, whether I'm getting in the way of the very real interpretive power of the audience, you, my friend, who's listening to me right now, and how much of a how much I am your wingman on this musical journey versus how much I am your mother or father calling on the phone, paging constantly, incessantly, every 5 minutes. Where are you? How are you doing? Are you okay? Give me a call if you're okay. Are you all right? Are you okay? You're supposed to be home 30 minutes ago. Just let me know if you're all right. I just want to know if you're all right. Just give me a call. You can give me a call too, but I probably won't pick up the phone because we've got a lot of music to get through today. We're going to start with Tanya Tagaq's new album, Retribution. And if you haven't heard this yet, this is, you know, it's funny, I mentioned the Polaris Prize. Kay Trinada just won recently at the Polaris. I've heard a lot of interesting opinions about that. Kay Trinada is 99.9%, a big win for the hip hop community in Canada. Not my personal favorite album on that year's list. I'm going to have to go to US Girls, but, you know, that's one person. It's one individual shaking desperately against the, you know, just trying to make as much noise as they can and given the feeble circumstances. But anyhow, Tanya Tagok's album, I believe it was Animism, won recently the Polaris Prize. And it, I think in terms of Canadian music, contemporary Canadian music being produced today, Tanya Tagok, one of the absolute strongest voices. This new album, Retribution, if you haven't heard it yet, extremely intense, definitely emphasizing the, let's say not heritage of noise, because let's not reduce this to a Western historical point where, you know, you had, let's say, punk and then no wave, and you know, that's where noise music comes from. You know, of course it comes from so many more places and so many more histories than just that. But definitely this is a noisy album. This is a harsh album. And it's an invigorating listen. I'm just going to put it on, then we're going to talk about it a bit. Maybe we'll develop some kind of theme for today, because that's what you can really hook on to. That's what gets you the grants, gets you the, I am an artist, I'm a DJ, I'm a wordsmith. It's all about me. Q, John Q. Cue it up. 101.9 FM. Let's listen to Retribution, Tanya Tagok.
Grows angry, retribution will be swift. We squander her soil and suck out her sweet black blood to burn it. We turn money into God and salivate over opportunities to crumple and crinkle our souls for that paper, that gold. Money has spent us, left us in small boxes, dark rooms, bright screens, empty tombs, left investing our time in hollow philosophies to placate the fear of our bodies returning back into our mother. Demand awakening. The path we have taken has brought it. Ignite, stand upright, and conduct yourself like lightning, because the retribution will be swift.
Yes. No! Thank you.
Hello, hello. You are listening to Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on unceded Coast Salish Musqueam land. I've got to remind myself to talk quickly. It's awful when you give introverted people a microphone. They just ramble on and on. But we got a lot more music to play today, so I'll try and get through this quickly. We just heard live recording of Orphan's Lament from Hun Hun Tu. Tuvan, throat singing band, traditional, meshed in many cases with more rock instrumentation, with more electronic, but we got something very folk, something very pared down here. And they're going to be playing in Vancouver. It's very, very exciting. Very, very exciting. They're going to be playing in Vancouver on, I believe, the 25th at Vancouver Playhouse. I played them because, again, we just heard Tanya Tagak, the title track off Retribution, which is a new album just coming out on Six Shooter Records. Tanya Tagak, one of Canada's most exciting artists. And, you know, just sort of two artists together, which really express... Sorry, I'm going to do this thing with the microphone again. For those of you ASMRing it up, this is as good as it gets, isn't it? This is nice. Nice what I'm doing right now. Sorry. But for just emphasizing the expressive qualities of the voice, the, like... multi-tonal quality of a single human voice as it stretches, strains, as it reverberates. It's really, really, you know, it's a beautiful, haunting thing. But, you know, a quick note about compartmentalization. It's a beautiful, bright, sunny day outside. The Orphan's Lament, the song about a son who has lost their mother, and it's not a loss that can be healed or reconciled. It's something which is simply gone. Extinguished. Outside, it's club days right now at the campus. You probably, if you've been tuned in for a while, you just heard Student Special Hour broadcast from live outside. That was really fun. And there's just people dancing out there. There's clubs, UBC dance. It's happening. I'm in here crying, room by room, windows. Real neat metaphor in there for the sociologist in all of us who wants to talk about compartmentalization. Modern, anomic society. Call in now at... No, please don't, actually. I'd love to chat with you, but we just got so much music. Well, we heard Tanya Tagak. And, you know, it's, again, Retribution, out now, Six Shooter Records. It's an incredible album. And, sorry, out now. It's not out for another few weeks, actually. It's not out till the 21st, but you can hear some tracks online that have been released in advance, some singles, if you're keen on that. I'm just going to read off the sheet and maybe talk a bit about my own personal experience as it links to these next upcoming songs, give you the personal character that keeps you tuned in. It's all about me, as I say. It's all, me, John. No, just kidding. Anyhow, Retribution, Tanya Tagak. Retribution is Tanya Tagak's portrait of a violent world in crisis hovering on the brink of destruction. It's a complex, exhilarating, howling protest that links lack of respect for women's rights to lack of respect for the planet, to lack of respect for indigenous rights. It's an album about celebrating the great strengths of women. It's about rejecting the toxic, militaristic masculinity that's taken over the world since the rise of Western industrial capitalism and is rapidly destroying human life support systems through climate change and pollution. In a startling lyric from the title track, which we just heard, she observes, "Money has spent us." And there's a lot more going on there, but this really is the thing that's striking to me, the synthesis, or indeed the necessity for the music to affect as much as it does, to make as much of a pronouncement, is its activist like direction, is its motivation. It's so core and inextricable from the end product, not just lyrics tacked on, but a bold claim through the voice of bringing that heritage to the forefront, bringing that history which has been pushed to the side in tandem with other artists too. A real work of alliance on this album with Chad. Also on this album, you got a cover of Nirvana's Rape Me, which is really, really in the context of the album, again, so much more powerful, coming from more than just like a grunge stance or grunge affect. And I don't mean that's how Cobain, you know, Nirvana originally intended the song, but it really reverberates on this album in the deliberate political consciousness that parades through. And indeed at CITR, on my show own, I wanted to read that out because often, you know, I take to I'm a bit of a silly person, and, you know, I don't often take things that seriously, and, you know, I'll often comment more on the artist than I allow. And that's what I meant by, you know, am I being your wingman right now, or am I being your nagging mom and dad? Well, you know, I just really want to let the artists talk for themselves for a change. I'll bring in the silliness later. Because, you know, at CITR, alternative radio station representing alternative voices, marginalized communities as well, people who have been denied access to media, broadcasting technologies, denied access to the technologies with which today people are heard. And, you know, CITR in and of itself, though, as an alternative station, has played part in a privileged history, in a history which privileges the work of rock music, of alternative voices, predominantly white voices. It's a reckoning and a reconciling that, you know, still has to be dealt with today. And to remind ourselves that we need to go further. We need to do better. All of us, and even at CITR with this incredible privilege. I'm like, who am I? I'm nobody. And here I am on the radio talking to you. And you can get involved too with CITR.ca to learn how. But, you know, to really examine and see if we are being allies, if we are striving towards doing the best we can. And on that note, here's a totally arbitrarily placed PSA. No commentary from me whatsoever on the contents of this PSA. We'll be back very soon. Denver Concerts, CITR, and Levitation Vancouver present Preoccupation, September 28th at Rickshaw Theatre. Canadian rock band are on tour to support their upcoming new release, the special guest Flowers and Fire. Tickets on sale now at TamberConcerts.com.
It's time to unlock the bathroom door and talk about Crohn's and colitis. They're lifelong diseases. They're on the rise among children under 10. And they involve severe abdominal pain, chronic diarrhea, and for many people, life-altering surgery. They're mired in secrecy and embarrassment, ignorance and fear, which only adds to the pain. It's time to make it stop. Crohn's and colitis. Make it stop for life. Visit crohnsandcolitis.ca.
It's great. It's too much for a cultural backwater like Vancouver. It just bursts with violence. It's got every absurdity and nihilism of the world.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver. Every absurdity and nihilism of the world since 1937.
It'll play off-Broadway. I can see it now.
I'm just being a bit narcissistic, you know, because I produced that last one. But the thing is, how do we go beyond absurdity? How do we go beyond nihilism? How do we use our voice in society towards a better end? That's my, wow, I just really slipped into some This American Life cadence. You know what, we're going to play some music. Every time I talk about space, every time I talk about geography, I grew up in Richmond, you know, Island City. Island City by nature is its tagline. I don't know how that makes any sense. It's not really very many. I mean, of course, there are still people there. Grew up families of farmers, fishermen. But I mean, there's no actual fishing there anymore. Like, the overfishing is just, there's no fishermen there anymore. And the point is, Lossell's Sea Island, 2014, from Scott Morgan, Arts Lossell. And we're going to hear some more Scott Morgan in a collaborative project after this with a new album from Cyrillic Typewriter. That is Jason Sampano's Cyrillic Typewriter new album on Jazz Records, your true album emblem. But for the time being, again, space, geography, how do we conceive of it? How do we represent the voice of a place? Lossell, I love how Lossell meshes electronic rhythms, the maniacal, mechanical, analytic nature of electronic rhythm with natural surges of sound, field recordings, in a really thoughtful and contemplative way. And we're going to listen to some of this right now. And I you know what, Lossell, I love him, you know? I really like, I would like to shake his hand. Sea Island, The album Sea Island, I think it's Sea Island, in threes. And then afterwards, we're going to listen to some Cyrillic Typewriter. And then I'm going to chat a bit more. But again, we gotta get through this fast. Not much time left. 30 minutes left. I'm not going to get through this playlist. Nope. Tune in next week as well on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live.
Start living. Start listening. From features through music to news. Reflecting your views, this is
CYTR's thing.
CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC.
Accelerated program.
Accelerated programming since 1937.
This Sunday, September 25th, Vancouver, right? Live at Wood Studio with special guest Rape is Real and Everywhere. For the past year, Alex Burat and Simon Armstrong Show has been a clubhouse for all things Vancouver comedy. For the first time, you can be there in person for every riff, burn, and flub, featuring Gavin Clarkson, Alex Burat, and Simon Armstrong. This evening also features Rape is Real and Everywhere, comedians who have survived rape sharing their experiences with hilarity, cathartic honesty, and old-fashioned vulnerability, featuring Emma Cooper, Amanda Smith, Mark Hughes, and Shane Clark. This Sunday, September 25th at Wood Studio, doors at 7:30. Tickets on evanbright.com.
A well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
The International Center for Criminal Law Reform and Criminal Justice Policy, the UBC Sexual Assault Support Center, and the Ending Violence Association of British Columbia will be hosting a two-day conference on September 30th and October 1st. The aim of the event is to engage students, staff, faculty, administrators, government, and community organizers in a dialogue about sexual violence within Canadian university and college communities. Space is limited, but registration is free. Register now at ccsvconference.wordpress.com.
That this is mesa, that formed from a magmatic melt from the Earth's deeps about 200 million years ago. Do not believe me? And now, let me introduce to you. This is Devil's Tower, mesa, or so-called Lacalis, that is formed from a magmatic melt from the Earth's deeps about 200 million years ago. At least this is how Wikipedia is telling us.
This billions of people. This is a popular video right now among the flat earther community. It's called "There Are No Forests on Flat Earth, Wake Up," published on the 1st of August, 2016. Really? Even Earth's wounds are healed beautifully, thanks to Asgard and Wake Up Humans for their hardest work. Thank you.
Inexplicable columns. Let's look in Wikipedia once again.
See, this is exactly what I mean. Why am I playing this? What does this have to do with anything? Well, believe it or not, we had a vast arcology of a show earlier today, a labyrinth which we would have worked through, each monster dispatching it side by side, you and I, John. This is Cue It Up on CHR 101.9 FM. Unfortunately, it's already 3:46. It's 3:46. I'm going to be back on the air later tonight at 10 p.m. if for some reason you... or tuned in, it'd be nice to chat with you again. It's going to be a special broadcast, sort of a fun thing that'll be happening as part of a collaborative. Myself and another show, The Real World, are going to be joining forces. And we're going to talk about, I don't know, radio and like what you can do with it. And, you know, some ideas from two set of programmers about like what we should do with radio. And then that will be featured in next month's Discord. So, you know, just feel free to tune in. Coming up after this, sadly, it would ordinarily be Asian Wave, but Steve Zhang, host of Asian Wave, has had to, for the time being, leave the show. I'm going to try and put on a good repeat episode. Really, it was the best in terms of, like, I traveled to other parts of the country, and I talked to other radio people, and they would tell me that that's the show they listen to. It was Asian Wave 101, and if you were interested in Chinese pop, Korean pop, it was the show to listen to. So I'm going to put that on. Again, might be back in the future, and I've talked to other people. We gotta go beyond. We gotta tap into it. We gotta see what's really happening. What's really happening? Korean pop music, Japanese, Chinese pop music, all over Southeast Asia, it's getting incredibly popular. It's a fascinating worldwide cultural phenomenon. And it's cool. Steve Zhang's show really explored that. But anyhow, I'll put on a podcast for that. Sorry. What we just heard was off Jazz Records, Cyrillic Typewriters, Built Echoes, new album, Your True Emblem. That is Jason Sabano with is the primary Cyrillic Typewriter figure, but also Scott Morgan of Lost Hill, Nick Bragg, and Terry Upton of Frog Eyes. According to the little one sheet on their site, it is about sort of sci-fi synthesis. What is the Canadian sci-fi story? Where are we telling ourselves? Again, I only have 10 minutes left. I don't have time to get into the nitty-gritty of this. And then before that, we heard Lost Hill. Again, Sea Island. Really, I play Lost Hill every single week. I would play it multiple times every single week if I could get away with it. But we only have so much power here in the CITR studio. And again, time. Time is the ultimate oppressor. Coming up now, we're going to hear a track from Hick. That's Andrea Lukic project, formerly of New Sensei, multidisciplinary artist Andrea Lukic. Also featured in last month's Discorder for the Hick project. This is the song Travelers, quote, into the void, into the dirt, into the mud. What can be found there when we turn away from what is ordinarily brought into the light? Embrace it, as many artists choose to do, to find something that has been maligned, has been shut aside. And it was on that note we were going to end with Alicia Crampton's Children of Hell from the album Demon City. Demon City, to be, and this is, yes, something demonic, but not understood in a pejorative sense, not at all. Unfortunately, we do not have the time for that. We're just going to hear these two tracks. Then maybe we'll have a bit more time for one other thing, but we won't be able to listen to the entirety of that. This track, Travelers, from Hick. Then we're going to hear Dumavati from Yannick Shire, and that's off the album, and you're about to hear my terrible French accent, Je ne sais cosmique, which, according to Google Translate, means cosmic youth. It's a label out of Montreal. Become one of my favorites. Just wonderful, wonderful, beautiful, spacey, cosmic music. This album, Dumavati, or title track on the album, on the tape, Dumavati, according to Wikipedia, Dumavati is a tantric goddess, a great teacher, one who reveals ultimate knowledge of the universe, which is beyond the illusory divisions, like auspicious and inauspicious. Her ugly form teaches the devotee to look beyond the superficial, to look inwards and seek the inner truths of life. And it's interesting, the style of music, of course, the mantra of the tape, the repetition, the chanting, but also in the sense of the format, the tape itself emphasizing the analog qualities, emphasizing the decay, and of course, maybe references intertextual elements, referring to other artists who have used the medium of tape, decaying tape, as a sort of spiritual exploration. Of course, one of the biggest ones that come to mind being William Baczynski with the Disintegration Tapes project, loops, which would, over the course of an hour, decay physically, and as the magnetic tape began to peel away and fall off the reel. Again, we don't have much time left. I'm going to play this, going to play Travelers from Hick, and then we're going to hear Dumavati from Yannick Shire, and then we might hear a bit of Primitive New Age of the Sun from Hazy Montag Mystique. And that is also on Je ne sais cosmique. That is off the album. Okay, you're really going to hear it. Buckle in. This is my French accent. Étude de la noirceur, le schéma de Boussole. Where else on Canadian radio could you hear that quality of accent, or lack thereof quality, rather? Nowhere. I submit that to you humbly. This has been Cue It Up. Stay tuned.
Thank you.